You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, every Sunday at 11 to catch Inside Cleveland Browns, hosted by Sarah Carnes and my guy Dustin Fox. Followed by the all-new Dog Pound Report at 11:30 a.m., hosted by Nathan Zagura, Andy Baskin, and this week, I will make a cameo appearance on the Dog Pound Report. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale wrapping up the final segment on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We will go to Stuart on the phone, who has been waiting very patiently. Stuart, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I want to start this preface by saying I'm 4 years old. I've been a Browns fan all my life, and I'll die that way.
Awesome.
We do not have a quarterback that we can trust in. We do not have. Unless you're going to tell me Johnny Manziel was drunk and high on the field, and now he's sober and he's going to be better, it makes no difference about his rehab. And I'm not trying to down his personal life. 1-11, we're going to play the same team that he was 1-11 with before. We do not have a quarterback. If we're going to invest some money and time, we need to draft a quarterback. We need to get behind somebody and start developing and not waiting for somebody to just luckily show up out of the blue.
Stuart, is that guy out there this year?
Yeah, I think there's more compared to what we have now. I forget the quarterback name from Baylor.
Bryce Petty.
They are. And I always remember now. I always remember Tom Brady was in what, the sixth round or something.
Sixth round, yes.
Yeah. We have to. I'm not one of the guys. I'm not making millions of dollars to decide that. But I know we don't have one now. We don't have one now, and we need to quit waiting around for one of them to take a chance and show up. And we need to find somebody, get behind them, and develop them. All right,
Stuart. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call, bud.
Here's my thing with that. Why can't we just get behind Johnny Manziel?
Sure.
Just acknowledge, hey, look, he had six quarters, didn't go well, but we want to see more. Because I want to see more. Why can't we just get behind him? Get behind somebody.
I agree. And we can get behind Johnny Manziel. The hard part is, if Johnny Manziel would have went into this offseason with simply football on his mind, it'd be easy to have that conversation right now. Maybe you'd get tweets or Instagrams about his workouts in California. But right now, he's quarantined off.
Yep.
He may or may not have access to his phone. And if he does, he's being finally, refined in regards to not using it the way he has in the past. And what I truly hope for Johnny Manziel as he comes out of rehab and as a recovered young man is that we get to learn more about Johnny Manziel and less about Johnny football.
I couldn't agree more. Just to the call, but like you were trying to say to the caller, unfortunately, this is just not a year where you're going to find that kind of a quarterback in the draft,
right,
outside of Winston and maybe Mariota. They're not going to be there for the Browns at 12 and 19. So after that, you're taking a quarterback probably with third or fourth round grade. Even if you take them in the second round, they're not in a position where they're going to be able to start right away or come in and play right away. And as Stuart put it, get behind him. So right now, you got to get behind who's here because we don't have the options here right now for the Browns.
You're right. And you know what? As the more and more I think about it, as there's the Mariota and Winston as the single tier, the top two when it comes to the quarterback position, I have a feeling, and I can't put my finger on which one because I haven't watched enough of all these three play, but I have a feeling that either Hundley, Petty, or Grayson, one of the three of them will be a starter in the National Football League, not this year, but next year somewhere, given an opportunity, whether it's via injury or they cut an expensive quarterback, and he's getting an opportunity to be the guy, and one of those three is going to pan out and be a significant starter in the National Football League on a team with a solid run game, with a good defense. That every single throw does not have to be perfect, that there's a margin for error still built into that organization, that second-year player, and one of those three that I'm talking about, doesn't have to play perfect, but he does enough to help them win football games and will make a playoff run.
And I'll go in one step further. I wouldn't be shocked if a team, like the Dallas Cowboys, would take a guy like, Bryce Petty, late in that first round.
Who's their next Tony Romo?
Who doesn't necessarily have to play right away.
Like Jimmy Garoppolo
for the Patriots.
Yes.
Don't be surprised. Now, Bryce Petty doesn't have a first-round grade for most of the draft analysts, but quarterback is a need position, and Jerry Jones wants to have the future of his quarterback position locked up so that if Tony Romo does have another a back injury, you know, they don't have to go to Brandon Whedon necessarily.
Sure.
They have options.
And you know what, Stuart? We appreciate you holding on the line, and I'm going to reverberate your point. And this is not so much just about the quarterback position, but about the organization as a whole. Get behind them. You know, for all the callers that we take, you know, that Nathan, you know, tries and defends, you know, till he's blue in the face about what the organization is doing, you're going to watch them anyway. You're not going to turn the TV off. You're going to come to the game if you've already spent the money on the tickets.
We know this.
Get behind them. Stop the hate. I want to give a big thank you to Chris Kuhn, our great producer.
Good job, C. Kuhn.
I want to thank all of ESPN Cleveland for letting us crash in your pad and do the show today. I want to thank my great co-host, Dave DiNatale.
It was a pleasure, my man.
You as well. I want to thank Dwayne Bowe for being late, but yet being very memorable as his first call-in of hopefully many to Cleveland Browns Daily. I'm Matt Wilhelm for Dave DiNatale. For all of Browns Nation, thank you for calling in and giving us your input. You make the show. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale.
Golden Boys are next.
Golden Boys are next. Tune in to Aaron and Emmett. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850. WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.